How's it going? This is Ty, and this is also the Fiction and Copy Decoded podcast, and I'd like to welcome you, which of course I always do. Here we talk about fiction, copywriting, persuasion, marketing, and several other issues ever since I discovered that fiction writing and copywriting do borrow from each other in quite a few different ways. So without any further ado than we've already had, let's get to it. All right, this week's episode is number 281. The post I'm going to connect this to, I originally titled Triple F Crossword Clues Number 3, post July 31st, 2015. Now, I will say what I got as a result of the clues, but I won't tell you what the clues are because I don't know about that. All right, so my answers to these particular clues were idled, like with cars, and lats, like in the back area. All right, so how do we create fiction with this? How do we create fiction? All right, so we've got no character, no plot, no setting. Okay, so we could have a robot, for instance, who has trouble running his arms because they're stuck. Do his arms have motors in them? It's like, you get to decide. Since you're writing the story, you'll get to decide what type of research and technology allows the robot to walk the earth, you know, and have the intellectual prowess to consider his running his arms a problem. Well, things are always connected, though. That's why I find the prompts helpful and why it's helpful to do this as a mental exercise as well as a fictional one, you know. All right, so what if an executive needs back surgery? He discovered he needs back surgery, but he's got to make his kid's college payment in 2 days. And what if he has other problems that are stacked up so that his child won't have his education continue if he can't make the payment? And the kid is trying to pay for it himself, but he can't because it's too expensive. What does the executive do now? You know, I'm not a parent, but as a parent, I think they might prioritize paying for the education rather than having the surgery. You can kind of, there would be some more research involved in that regarding like surgery timelines and so on. And you could probably have some wiggle room in there if he asked for an extension or to get on payments or the like. So you can kind of explore that a little bit. But there is a dilemma there you can explore from a fictional standpoint if you'd like, of course. Okay, so what if we anagram one of the, if we put it, instead of lats, we make it slat. And we put it on in a train station. And somebody's looking up through the platform. Very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Okay, but why are they there? Are they hiding something? Are they hiding from someone? Why have they figured out that the train is idling for 1 minute longer every time it arrives at the station in succeeding weeks? What's going on? It's always 1 minute longer. And does that build on each other? You know. All right. So at that point, it was going to be August 2015 soon, just as it is when you hear this. It's going to be May 2024. So that's pretty awesome. I had just in 2015 experienced the power of faster internet, which I can say nowadays, for me, that's now routine. But it was interesting getting those, capturing those thoughts and feelings back then, way from way back, to talk about. And there was a lot of other stuff there, some of which I went into, some of which I didn't. And it was just, you know, you dig out from stuff and you keep going on as best you can. Because there's a lot of important things to consider in life and a lot of important issues and ideas to put forward. And this podcast and vlog are my attempts to do that, of course. In life, it's the same thing, really. That depending on what you're going through and what you need to address in your life, maybe or maybe not, like, it greatly depends on your circumstances, that there are certain things to go forward with and other things to consider that may need changing. But that, to me, I think of that reflection with this idea of changing months and changing seasons of the year and so on. And that always puts me into the mood to think about those particular things. That'll be the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys hanging out. To learn more about the blog this podcast is connected to, you can visit it at fictionandcopydecoded.wordpress.com. You can learn about me there. You can also learn about me at my copywriting samples website, which is tymallcopywriting.yolasite.com. Yolasite is one word. It's YOLASITE.com. Well, you can support this podcast by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing to get the word out. You can also become a monthly contributor if you'd like. For 99 cents a month, you'll get my thanks at the end of each and every episode. Well, not individually, but collectively. For $4.99 a month, I'll give you part of the show notes for that week, for that episode, and the month that you're featured. Terms apply, of course. And for $9.99 a month, I'll do a 30-second to 1-minute ad for you to promote your business during the show. Again, terms apply. All right. I appreciate it once again that you took time to listen to me today, this week, this time. And we will catch you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.